I think for many Americans, probably they have, if not forgotten, at least the news from Iran has sort of moved into the background as we have become obviously focused on other things. If you were going to, you know, in an elevator, give somebody the 30 or 60 second wrap up summary, here's where things stand.
Yes.
What would you say?
I would say that, first of all, the political situation in Iran is still highly unstable 6 months after the election, and that the popular uprising after the election, which is really a civil rights movement, not only has not died out, but continues to be well alive and kicking. And if anything, people in Iran consider it to have just started. And many people compare it to a marathon that they are going to continue till they have reached their goal.
How is it manifesting itself now? What is going on?
It's manifesting itself, I would say, on three fronts. One is that within the political elite, in the regime, there are deep rifts that are manifesting themselves in terms of both political personalities opposing government policies and still questioning the outcome of the election. The second one is the protests, which they're not daily, but they are happening on special occasions. And, for example, on Monday is the National Student Day. We expect the students in universities to be staging protests on campuses. I must say that the students have been holding regular rallies in the universities, and many of them paying a heavy price for it. And thirdly, the population, which is a very young population, 70% of it under the age of 30, is turning to the cyberspace as the place where they are struggling against the government and organizing and disseminating news. So on all those three fronts, there's a very lively debate and movement growing.